Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. 95 in Norwalk will be closed completely until at least Monday after a multi-vehicle accident just over 24 hours ago. It involved a fuel tanker truck that just threw flames everywhere.
Kaboom.
Here is the governor from yesterday's press conference.
All right, so this is the follow-up on the crash on I-95 in Norwalk that happened at 5:30 this morning involving a car, fuel tanker, and a tractor-trailer truck. And again, thank God, no fatalities, but it has closed down I-95 in both directions. Just got an update on what comes next. The bridge was damaged. The heat from the burning fuel compromised some of the bridge, so that bridge is going to have to come down. That demolition is going to start first thing tomorrow morning, 3 a.m. in the morning. Shears are going to come lift that bridge out. That could probably take 24 hours or a little longer than that. Then they're going to have to take a second look at repaving to make sure that the road is safe and secure. Garrett Uccolito is going to step up. He just told me if all goes well, and I'll monitor this, we should have two-way commuting back on I-95 as early as Monday morning, which is heroic work. Eversource is here with us as well. There was a line that fed many, many homes. They've kept that going. Nobody was without electricity. And, of course, Harry Rilling, the mayor of Norwalk, they're front and center, tell you about the amazing work that our team did across the board responding to this disaster. It is an emergency declaration. I filed that with the feds just in the last hour, hoping to get federal reimbursement for the replacement of the bridge. We ought to get some notification on that in the not-too-distant future. But first and foremost, what we got to do is get that bridge out of there, get two-way traffic going. The congestion in and around that section of Norwalk is still heavy. We continue to send notices out to everybody to stay away from that. 84, 87, and the Merritt are heavy. There'll be extra rail service as needed if you want to go into New York or get up to Hartford, depending on where you're going from. My recommendation is if you can't stay home, take the train, stay away from the cars.
How happy is he that people want to know stuff from him that
right?
does not involve trees and chainsaws?
Exactly.
No kidding,
right?
He's like, Friday!
Yeah! Talk about this all day.
Thank God.
Yeah. Chaz and AJ. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Now we can.
How are you?
Good.
I sent in, my wife sent in some pictures of the fire yesterday.
Oh.
And then she told me to call a number, and
you called the number,
right?
And now here you are.
Don't move right
and
over.
You are on the air. What's your name?
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name's Dylan.
Dylan.
Hello, Dylan.
So what'd you see?
Well, so I pretty much drove right by it. So I get off Route 7, and it's right by where Route 7 dumps onto 95. So normally I would get off, you know, that exit. So I was probably about 20 minutes actually after it happened. So it was probably about 10 to 6. So I didn't see the accident or anything like that. But
you saw flames?
I mean, you could see the fire.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the smoke was, the whole sky was just thick black smoke. Like the whole exit ramp is like cut through ledge. So every like little opening as you're doing the big circle, because I had to get off the South Norwalk exit, you just see flame, 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 and weaving my way through, because there's probably three bridges that cross 95 in that area to get from South Norwalk to Route 1. So I just kind of wove my way to the next bridge over, and then, you know, obviously traffic. So,
but you didn't want to take the bridge that was on fire?
Come on.
What's wrong with you, Dylan?
Come on. Where's your sense of adventure?
Really?
Oh, believe me, I tried.
He wanted to. They just wouldn't let him.
Hit the gas. Right. Look straight.
It's the more convenient route, trust me. They had everything closed.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
No, it was, so, I mean, just in, like, the 3 or 4 minutes I sat on the next bridge down, you could see the fire from the, like, you could see the front of the truck. I couldn't tell at the time whether it was a tanker or, you know, whatever he had in the back was completely engulfed.
Yeah.
But the front of the truck, I mean, it was you could see it completely. The flames didn't touch the front of the truck.
I was fascinated
that the cab
by
was okay.
How long the headlights stayed on during that whole thing.
Right.
And it just
it reminded me of 9/11. A lot of these fire engines were completely engulfed in flames.
Right.
And still running.
Yeah.
The pumper, the engine, everything.
Eerie.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever fuel or oil or whatever was in the back must have just been fueling that fire and keeping it back there. But, I mean, just to watch it go in the 3 minutes from just the truck, because it was completely on one side of the highway, in 3 or 4 minutes, the flames just spread across the entire bridge.
Yeah, like a gas grill. Flame just right across.
Right.
Exactly. Right across.
Yeah. No, it was amazing. I mean, I heard there's all sorts of utilities under the bridge and everything. I mean, you could see at one point it looked like just a line, like wires were on fire from one end to the other.
Wow.
It was wild.
I don't know how they kept that power going.
Seriously.
Norwalk didn't lose power.
Yeah. Miracle.
That really is crazy.
I mean, I imagine they have enough lines to redirect something. I don't know.
Right.
Right. Ran extension
cord.
You know,
maybe shut a circuit here and redirect it to another way. Because, I mean, you know, there's
maybe
stuff everywhere. I don't know exactly how they did it. I imagine there are people without power still.
Possibly, yeah.
How did it screw up your day trying to get back?
Everything.
How bad was it getting back?
Home was the worst. Yeah, on the way home was the worst. The morning wasn't bad. I mean, I have a lot of different options to go, but, I mean, where I am, I mean, I'm working like two exits down from there. So, I mean, we're right on Route 1 all day just watching. I mean, just traffic. Not
did you leave early?
Everywhere around us. No, God, no.
No.
Ended up staying a little later, which made it, you know, I don't think it would have mattered at that point.
Right. It doesn't matter. What does it matter?
There was the most clueless person on Facebook yesterday, showed a picture of all these tractor trailers on his street. I don't know why there's so many trucks today. Where have you been?
Right.
You didn't hear nothing?
Completely clueless.
Duh!
Yeah.
Yeah, ignorance is bliss.
How long does it normally take you to get home, and then how long did it take you to get home?
So normally, like on a Thursday, normally about an hour, hour and 15. Yesterday, probably about 2.5.
And that terrible. A little added, you know.
The majority of that was just getting from Darien to Route 7.
Yeah.
After that, it's not bad. That's your normal commute.
We just got an apartment this side. For now.
Yeah.
Temporary apartment.
I mean, the worst part is there's so many small roads around this area that are no through trucks because of either really steep inclines where trucks would get stuck transitioning, low bridges, just roads that aren't wide enough. And just everywhere you went yesterday was tractor trailer stuck making a turn here. Tractor trailers, you know, that was like the worst part were the trucks getting around because there's just no good way. And all the good ways or the main routes were just completely jammed up.
Yeah. They better watch the Merit today, man. But just me trucks
in
the Merit.
They're already saying this morning, if you're taking the Merit, give yourself an extra hour.
Right.
I think that's a very low number.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that Merit's a mess without something like this going
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Yep.
In this area.
Damn.
You know, like a lot of guys I work with are going to Bridgeport from here. You know, I just have to cross 95 so I can avoid better. I mean, there's no good way to get past this from here going to Bridgeport, you know.
Are you going in today?
Oh, I'm here already. Yeah, I just drove by it literally 5 minutes ago before I called you.
Yeah, what's it like there today?
A lot calmer. There's, you know, still police and DOT trucks blocking off all the ramps and everything. They have, you know, a bunch of cars and just DOT trucks underneath, not underneath, but in the area of the bridge.
Right.
Looks like they have an excavator there, a small one. I don't know. It's not a shear or anything. Nothing that would be helpful for a demo. So I don't know what it was doing.
What is a shear?
Just clearing.
I mean, it sounds like a big pair of scissors that's going to snip the bridge.
Right, right,
little
right.
circumcision.
Right. Pretty much. I mean, pretty much that's its hydraulic pair of scissors that will cut right through metal.
Ooh, neat.
Yeah, so it goes on an excavator, spins around 360 degrees, opens and closes, and it'll cut through I-beams and everything. I mean, if you look at the pictures of the bridge down, was it Baltimore that got hit?
Yeah.
You'll see all over Instagram, like, what they're using to cut that. It's basically that. They have them all different sizes.
Wow.
Damn.
It's pretty cool, the stuff up with.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the demo of that will go quick. I mean, if they have the right company there, they can knock that down
real quick. Saying today that that bridge should be out of there.
Yeah.
And
shooting for it.
They move.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when it comes to... It's funny how, you know, typically a bridge would take years. Years.
It's the bureaucracy, and we always get blamed. Us as the workers always get blamed. And it's the bureaucracy that is involved with projects like that is what takes long.
Mike, what do you do?
I run heavy equipment, so site work, road work, utility work.
I was going to say, you sound like you know more than just a normal person commuting around Route 7.
Yeah, no.
So I travel pretty much all over Southern Connecticut, you know, wherever the job is, whether it's, you know, public utility work or site work or stuff like that. So, yeah, heavy equipment.
Cool.
Well, thank you for that. Thanks for the report. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. It was fun talking to you guys. Been a long-time listener.
Oh, thanks, Dylan. Thank you, Dylan.
So, all right. You guys enjoy your day.
All right, you too.
Be safe out there.
A smart dude.
Yeah.
The Department of Transportation said the crash involved three vehicles, including the tanker, another tractor-trailer, and a car.
Yep.
What do we think about that?
I know the car started.
It's the car.
The car started it.
I've seen it. Yeah. I've seen it being
the car.
In a center lane. They move from the right to the left.
Not even attempting to slow down
or pay attention to what else is going on.
Yep. Yeah.
And we're just speculating.
Yep.
I've seen it too many times.
Nine times out of ten.
We're betting on the car.
It's the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ronnie in Bridgeport.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Hey.
How you doing?
All right. I'm on my way down.
You sound like you should be calling in numbers. With a paper bag of money.
Benny says 37.
Come on. No, okay, fellas. Listen, I work for the company that's going to demo that bridge. We'll clean that up by Monday morning.
Nice.
Hold on. We need it out of there today because we need to repave. We need it open by Monday morning.
You need a bigger bag of money, Chaz.
Oh, damn it.
No, there's no incentives.
Anybody got any money?
I got like six.
I knew you had a bag of money. I knew it.
I got like six bucks.
Let's pass the hat around.
I got six. How much you got, Ruth?
Well, what's the plan?
Put it together.
What's the plan, Ronnie?
Well, they're going there just like the other bridge. They're gonna like go in there with that big scissor claw. I don't know the plan. I'm a small fish, but they're gonna knock that bridge right down with the claws, weld it down, take the steel out, repave, and normal traffic and the rat race will be open for Monday morning.
That's pretty cool.
Put two ramps at the other end.
That is pretty quick.
We'll leave it.
Is now a jump.
Hey, if you got the balls, it's open.
Right.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, right.
Let's do it.
Let's put a sign of speed up here.
The big green truck, AJ.
Yay.
If the bus from Speed could handle it, we can handle
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Right.
There it is, bro. Right. Hey, the one question that, as a truck driver, me and all my buddies are asking, why would the guy stop under the bridge?
Right.
It just seems very odd.
Yeah.
That's just a simple question. Yeah, why would you stop under the bridge?
Went a little further, none of us would be, you know, it's been just burned
exactly.
to the sky. Yep.
Exactly, bro.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, that's a great question.
Seriously, why'd you stop there?
And you can't say the truck wasn't running because it ran the whole time while it was on fire.
Yeah.
the cab was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some little odd thing there, buddy.
I wonder if the accident happened first and he's taught pull over right away if there's an accident and then it caught fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then he has, now you have to get out, right? You can't just start it up and start moving. It's a bomb. Like, you don't know.
Right. Well, you leave the truck running. If you got a set on you, you're probably going to jump in the truck and take it from under the bridge.
Yep.
Well, I got to tell you,
let's be honest, fellas.
If I'm driving a truck with 8,500 gallons of gas and it lights on fire,
I'm out.
I don't care.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
I'm not even putting it in park.
I'm not a hero at this moment.
Yeah, no, I'm jumping out while it's still rolling.
I'm sorry if you're inconvenienced with this bridge for the next year.
Right.
Yeah, I got a family.
Yeah, but there's a mess in the seat.
Hey, Chad, I want to recant that statement. I only got a half a cup of coffee in me.
Okay.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
All right, fellas. Be good, man.
All right, my brother. Thank you. DOT Commissioner Garrett Ucolito on the phone right now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
Why don't you run us through what happened, where we are now, and what's next?
Yeah, so what happened, you know, three vehicles around 5:30 a.m. yesterday morning were involved in a crash. One of those vehicles, a fuel tanker, pulled forward after the crash and pulled over to the side of the road after its tanker ignited in flames. Unfortunately, it was underneath the Fairfield Avenue Bridge, which runs over I-95 in Norwalk. You know, the good thing is that there were no serious injuries to any of those drivers involved in the crash, no fatalities. The bad news is, you know, we do have to take that bridge down before we can reopen I-95 that runs underneath it.
We were talking to a trucker about an hour ago, and he said, yeah, a couple of us truckers were scratching our heads, like, why didn't that guy just pull a few feet forward?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, state police is doing their investigation. You know, when I was down there on scene yesterday, I asked the same question of myself.
Well, we quickly came to the conclusion that if you have 8,500 gallons of gas that you're pulling along and you look in your mirror and see it's on fire, yep, you get out of the truck immediately.
It feeds to your stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. Yeah. The bridge we can replace, right. The driver we cannot. No. And you don't know if that's going to explode.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, do we know, and I'm sorry if I missed this, do we know if it was the car's fault? Because that's what we're betting on here.
I don't know. State police haven't told us yet. So the crash accident reconstruction team was there yesterday for several hours doing their measurements. And then they've been, you know, questioning the witnesses. So once they finish their report, they'll release it to us. I'm not privy to it until it's released publicly.
Gotcha.
All right. Okay, so I didn't see the shears there. Has the demo begun?
The demo is getting ready to begin. I'm watching it on screen. The shears are going to be starting a little bit later.
Stuck in traffic?
No. We had police escorts for them very early this morning and late last night.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah. All right, here come the scissors.
Yep.
First, we have to do like the top part of the bridge, remove some of the like the deck and the fencing, and then we'll come in with the shears.
Gotcha.
So all the utility work is done. The utility crews that were on site for the past 24 hours have done an amazing job.
Wow.
Disconnecting. There was water, natural gas, cable, fiber, basically every utility that we live with today was on that bridge.
Wow. Why wouldn't we put that under the highway?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
I have no idea.
You know, it's more expensive. It would be more expensive for the utility
company. Yeah, than access and all that. Yeah, and blah, blah, blah.
Harumph.
Okay.
I mean, the bridge is less than 10 years old.
I know. It's like, what, 5, 6, 7?
Yeah, opened in 2016, early 2016, I think. So.
Yeah, I think I remember when they did it.
Help me with the math on that. 16,
8 years old.
8, thank you.
Yep. I suck at math earlier, so when I
that would have taken me 10 minutes to figure out.
Yep.
Oh, wow. How much did that bridge cost? Yeah, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
It was about $8 million.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Who pays for this?
So, luckily, the bridge is classified as an arterial, which means it's important to the state roadway system. So the federal government, because Governor Lamont declared a state of emergency, I can now go to the Federal Highway Administration and try and get them to help us pay for it.
Yep. Say their seat.
Because, you know, the car insurance covers you up, most insurance, $350,000 per incident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no. they got a good policy going on over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, go with that one.
Okay, so shears are going to show up a little late, or start a little late. Does that mean this Monday morning open is going to be delayed?
I'm still hopeful that it will still hit that. I mean, the only factor that might lead to any delays is weather. You know, if there's rain on Sunday, depending on the level of the rain, it may prevent us from paving immediately underneath the bridge. So
do we know if we need paving? Has that been the term?
Yeah, we do have
definitely
to do
need
some,
to pave.
Got melted.
Yeah, we need to mill it. The pavement was pretty burnt up.
Both sides or just where the truck was?
Both sides.
On
the northbound side, it wasn't necessarily burnt as much as a lot of the pieces of the bridge were falling.
so
and ruining the surface.
Yeah,
gotcha.
What did that bridge look like when you walked under it? Or did you walk under it?
I did. It was pretty surreal. Like, you could see on the southbound portion the steel beams definitely sagging underneath there.
Yep.
Wow.
Somewhere a pigeon lost their nest, too. Ah, damn it.
I smell pigeon.
Right.
Wow. Unreal. All right, so we're still hopeful that Monday morning, 95, both directions, all lanes will be open for the commute. The bridge is going to take how long?
It could take probably, in order to get it fully rebuilt, we're looking at a little over a year is my hope. So,
any curveballs that may come up that could delay the Monday morning outside of just the
weather,
rain?
Yeah.
What about environmental? You had 8,500 gallons of gas there. Could that be a problem? Do you have to dig that soil up? Is there any issues like that?
No, they already did it.
Wow.
So DEP and their contractors came in while utilities were doing their work. DEEP was doing their work remediating all the soil. So we're good on that side. So All we need to do is just tear it down at this point.
Cool.
Wow. Yeah.
Busy, busy, busy.
Okay, and what are you telling commuters now? Use the merit, stay home, one.
Don't
use the trains.
Yep.
If you can't do that, yep. Merit, 84. What else do they need to know?
Yeah, I mean, one, avoid 95 at all costs if you can. We are communicating with our peer states since yesterday morning. They're putting out messages for commercial truckers who just need to get through Connecticut and are not stopping here.
Right.
You know, take 684 and 84, go up to the Pike or wherever you need to go. And then for other commuters, take the train, avoid I-95. You know, I know the city of Norwalk's been a great partner with us for the past 24 hours. If you have, free time this weekend, take a train in, go visit a business in Norwalk, go to one of the bars or restaurants and patronize them, because I know, you know, they might get a little hit in the next few days with the lack of traffic coming into the city and unable to move around.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
The big piece is, though, like, people need to be patient. We're seeing a lot of road rage incidents. We're seeing people pull some U-turns on the highway.
We heard about
the wrong
this.
Way.
Yep.
Someone called it in, like,
yeah.
Going down the wrong way on 95.
Yeah, that's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Kind of? That's not kind of.
I was being kind.
Kind of dumb would be doing a 2020 list that's supposed to be 2024 list. That's kind of dumb.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Super dumb is going the wrong way down 95.
I have no recollection of this.
Are there a lot of reports of road rage?
Yeah, people doing those U-turns. We had someone, I was watching the live feeds this morning, someone came through the crash patterns, through the cones, started approaching the bridge, and the troopers had to stop them because apparently the driver was frustrated of waiting in the queue of traffic.
Wow.
Oops.
Like, screw this.
Yep.
I'm done.
Yep.
I'm just going to drive under this
they don't care.
Bridge.
Yeah. Right.
It's a cinder.
Yep.
Yes.
Take my chances.
Oh.
Yep.
All right. So just to recap, we have the DOT commissioner on. 95 Norwalk closed both directions probably until Monday morning. Could be a little bit later because of the rain on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
So schedule that.
Everyone do a Sundance.
Where were you, Commissioner, when you got the call?
I was at home. I live in New Haven, so I got the call 6 a.m. or so and then got in the car and headed down there.
So that's where you say, okay, here's my day.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's over there.
Yep. It's going to be a nice, easy day.
Canceled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And then it wasn't long after the accident. It seemed hours later. You guys had a very detailed press conference.
Yeah. So they had the first press conference at 9:30. I wasn't there for that one.
That's pretty quick for what happened.
Yeah.
Like with the information that you guys had.
Chop, chop.
Yeah, I was down at the scene still when they did that. The governor had that one up in Hartford, and then we had another one at 5 p.m. where we had a lot. I had, like, much more information to provide. I know people were frustrated not having as much information, but, you know, state police had to do their investigation before we could do our investigation. So.
As you're doing all of this preparation for the press conference, do you guys ever talk about the press conference attire?
Oh, right.
No, I just showed up in whatever I was wearing.
It's interesting because I see that people generally, it looks like they talked, like there was no ties.
Yeah. We got to look
like the governor wasn't wearing a tie. No, the mayor of Norwalk wasn't wearing a tie.
Right.
They have, like I went to the office, but now I've been working, so the tie comes off.
Right. Next to the sleeves are rolled up.
And
no
then
jacket.
You had your jacket on with the state logo on. I'm like, all right. And you had a button-down shirt with no tie.
Someone came prepared.
I'm like, yeah. Okay. They're all in sync here. I like that.
Well, you know, the thing working for Governor Lamont is, you know, it's the first time I've worked for a boss, and it's like no ties. He doesn't wear ties, so it's great. I don't have to wear a tie. I know every day I don't have to wear a tie.
Oh.
Cool.
So you didn't have a tie, then take it off when you got there. You're like, right. Oh, the governor's not wearing a tie.
So I applied for the tie. Off. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What was the weirdest thing that you were doing? Like, you're in the middle of this. This is a big blip that will show up on your career radar forever.
Yep.
You're in the middle of this day. You're texting all these people. And what's like the most ridiculous text you got during the day? Did your wife text you something like, hey, are you getting milk today?
Or pick a barbecue. Right.
We've been trying to contact you about your car insurance.
No, you know, I had friends from college texting me about random, like, jokes, you know, inside jokes, a text chain going on, and they were harassing me about why I'm not responding.
Right.
I was like, turn on the news.
Yeah, turn on the news.
I'm kind of busy, dingus.
Oh, there's Garrett. Right. He's standing with the governor.
Why does he look angry? I saw him look at his phone. I don't know why he's not responding.
He keeps shaking his head looking angry.
I just want to thank you for having your... you know, your spokesperson on yesterday and you making time for us today.
Yeah.
And we may ask you to come back on Monday just to give us an update.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay. AJ this morning did a list.
It'd be nice if someone saw this earlier and said something rather than, you know.
The top 10 things turning 35 this year. Here's the problem. The list was made in 2020.
Oops.
He spent an hour telling people they were wrong.
Again, there's four people on the show. If someone saw this earlier, they could have alerted me. I would have fixed it.
The 39th anniversary is a big one. That's it. That, you should just take that line.
You know, you're not going to reach 39 at all. Just so you know. Here's where the trail ends, Phil.
Comedian Dom Fagan, studio. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here. It's Friday.
Friday. All right.
Hit me.
Do we have a clip of this?
No, we don't.
And number one, top 10 things to turn 35 this year is the movie Back to the Future.
Back to the Future is 35?
Yep, and this is the metal theme of the Back to the Future.
What year did that come out?
I think 35 years ago.
So 1989?
No, it's earlier than that, wasn't it?
What year did Back to the Future come out?
85.
So that'd be 39 years.
I'm going by what they had in this list, Phil. I know what you're trying to do right now.
Nice. He's never good at math.
Just so you know, if ever any of you have a mistake on something I have to print out, for example.
No, but it went on for so long. That's the problem.
I am not.
It wasn't a blip.
This was
45 minutes of radio. Say no to people.
Never.
And then you're mocking them. You're saying, and you're calling up with all these stupid things. Who's the stupid one now?
No. The stupid things were things that happened. The thing that didn't pertain to the list. That was the stupid thing. It wasn't their guesses.
There's all those angry people around the front of the building.
Yeah. Again, there are four people on the show.
Okay, one of the four deals with every other break.
Okay,
so I can't double-check your stuff.
At least two other people.
You had one thing to do.
At least two other people.
Yeah.
At least two other people.
I like one guy called in the internet. We're like, that's got to be on there. And you're like, nope.
Not on there. That's what we need. It's like a montage of, hey, what about this? Nope. What about that? Nope.
Think about this? Think movies.
He's got his calculator out trying to figure it out.
Nope. Hey, Jay, we're just having fun with you. We're not going to. You can't undo it now.
Lots of fun.
Just enjoy it.
I'm too busy plotting someone's demise right now.
He's getting angry.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that one will work.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll go with that one. I'll go with that one. That's easy.
Let me guess. Off the roof?
That's easy. Yeah. No, something more diabolical.
Oh, all right.
Might require some road repair.
Oh, man.
In And, you know, I just couldn't stop listening to that clip from that Phil dug up yesterday.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God. It was you explaining R2-D2?
Yep.
How that it came up?
Oh, play it again.
Yeah, play it again. Yeah, the whole George Lucas, the nod to R2-D2 had something to do with the license plate or something like that. Whatever that number is at the end of the... I'm just going to shut up.
Yeah. No, that's a good intro.
What's going on with what's going on Facebook today? Right now. That looks good right there.
All right, hold on. Here's the clip.
Oh. And actually, R2-D2 is named after American Graffiti when one of the guys apparently... apparently what happened was... I get that little fog from the COVID. Sorry, now and then.
I did have fog from COVID.
But anyway, it's a real two...
Hold on. Apparently that fog just never went away.
No, apparently it did not. It did not. And another one is extreme anger comes from...
Yeah. Oh, man. Wow. Is it getting warm in here?
You know, murder only sounds bad. So, they were doing part, they were like going over the tracks on American Graffiti. And what happened was, Real Chew.
Can the music be better?
It's perfect.
Justifiable homicide, right?
Yeah.
Justifiable homicide, yeah.
I desperately want to drink my coffee, but I know I can't do it right now.
I know, me too.
No, I'm waiting. It's going to be all over my monitor.
Take a big swig right now. Big swig. If it goes on the wrong pipe, well.
Here.
They were like going over the tracks on American Graffiti, and what happened was Real Chew dialogue to sounded cool. R2, they called it R2-D2, so he wrote it down and said, "Hey, you know this? That's gonna be a good name for like a robot in the future." And he ended up using that name for R2-D2 in Star Wars.
Mr. Trivia.
If I said it clearly originally, it'd be great.
All right. The number two train, I did a number two, and then two people walked in, and I thought, I'm going to call him Two Squared.
There you go.
He's so mad. He can't even drink his coffee. I'm scared.
Hey, Jay, I'm not mad. I'm plotting.
Come on, we love you.
I'm plotting.
All right, we love you.
Big difference. Plotting.
That was funny. It was funny for 40 minutes.
It was funny.
We were telling people they were wrong, and they weren't wrong.
Yep.
Yep. And now they're angry.
But we were mocking them.
Yeah.
Well, you were.
I was.
Yeah.
I was.
That's great. All right.
That's okay.
Great stuff.
In other words, just another day.
Animal and Pest Encounters, 203-882-9757. Debbie in Prospect.
Yes, good morning. Hi, Chaz. Hi, AJ and team. How are you?
Good morning,
Debster.
So I have a real strange story. I was upstairs in my house, and I heard this banging, and so I looked out my window to see at the side of my house what the heck it might have been.
Right.
And I didn't know what it was. So I heard it again, and again, I look out the window, and I have this window well that you can't really, like, if you look out your window at the side of the house, I'd have to really stick my head out the entire window to see. So I went downstairs in my basement, looked out my basement window. Within the window well was this really poor, big, fat, ugly groundhog thing. It was traumatizing.
Right.
Because
is it a groundhog?
The window well. I don't know. I'm a city girl. I don't really even know if it was. It was like 8 pounds, and it was
groundhog.
Groundhog. Yeah, they're cute.
Kind of cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't that cute because it was trying to get himself up and out of the window well, and in the meantime, he's banging against my basement window, and there's blood on the window. It was kind of gross. Now every time I go down to my basement and I look out that window, I just think of it all the time. So,
is the blood still smeared?
No.
Okay.
Right.
Because if I'm a service contractor and I go down in your basement, I see blood smeared on the window, I'm out of here.
Yep. Even. Yeah.
I'm running.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. So that's my story.
That's a good one.
Now it's an underground hog.
Nice. Yeah.
Underground hog.
Thank you, Debbie.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Have a great day, everybody.
All right, you too. All right, this is what we're doing too. Is if Chris, if Phil gets your number and puts you on hold, we're going to put you in the running.
Yes.
Because we might not get to everybody. And,
right.
You know, we know you're going to hold for a while. And you'll be in the running for the Neil Young tickets if we get you on hold.
Right.
Nice.
For your pest story. 203-882-9757. John Gee's a friend of mine, a very close friend. So he won't be in the running for the tickets, but he has a story to share.
Cool.
Good morning.
Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Hello.
Good. Thank you.
So this is years ago. Me and friends were butchering pigs in my garage. And so while drinking way too much, I said, all right, guys, I'm out of here. I'm going to bed. Anyways, they finished up, and turns out my kids were partying in the basement also. So in the middle of the night, I wake up, and because my wife is screaming on the bed, on her knees on the bed, and the dog is at the end of the bed and is barking like crazy also.
Pardon? Okay.
So, creepy.
That didn't sound right at all, man.
I wake up, and I'm like, what is going on here? And I sit next to the sitting on the bed, and what comes out underneath the bed is a raccoon.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm like,
he said, you're home early.
I'm thinking. I'm thinking, I must be dreaming. So I must be dreaming. I'm laid back down, and she's screaming, there's a raccoon in the house, raccoon. So I says, take that dog, get out of here, close the door. So I figure I'll be nice. I opened the window in my bedroom, and I tried to shoot that raccoon out.
Right, escort him out,
so
right.
So he turns out he's not going out. He goes on top of my vanity, and he stands up on his back leg. You know how they do it? And the thing is hissing at me.
Using your cologne.
Yeah. It's like a chase match.
Old Spice. Hey, I love Old Spice.
Hey, that's my bracelet.
Yeah. And he hadn't heard that you were just butchering a pig in the garage.
Right.
So.
No, well, it turns out it happens because he went through the doggy door, and the kids had left the basement door open. So that's how he got himself.
So
in.
The smell of the blood drew him into the garage.
Exactly. So I go to my drawer and I get the 9. I'm like, yes, you're going to stay right there, and I'll put you out the window myself. So I go shoot that thing, and I'm thinking, oh, boy, I just finished my bathroom. I was going to mess up all my male vanity towels and stuff like that. So I put the 9 away. I take a small 22, but I shoot the thing on the side of the head. It falls down, but
where's the Godfather music?
We need some music for this.
If you're watching Chaz and AJ TV, right before this break, I said, hey, Ruth, my friend's coming on. He's going to tell this great story if you want to participate.
Rocky Raccoon, his head just went boom.
Started with the pig butchering, and that's not even the story.
It's a real roller coaster. Okay, so you shot him in the head.
Okay. The raccoon had the best laugh because I hit him on the side of the head, but I hit the vein, so the thing falls down.
Oh, no.
And there's blood pissing all over the wall, the ceiling.
Wow. Oh my
I
god!
Mean,
spitting.
It was a massacre, and took me and my wife at least an hour to clean that bathroom. It was a mess.
So
the raccoon had a blast because it went upstairs
literally
into my kid's bathroom and pushed a fish tank down, ate the fish, went down, went on top of a bookshelf, went on top, pushed all the books down, shit it on the shelf.
Pooped on the shelf. Pooped. Right, yeah. Pooped.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah, pooped on the shelf.
Otherwise, our boss is going to shoot us in the head.
Just like that raccoon.
Maybe he was partying in the basement with the kids.
Yeah,
he's a little out of control.
But no, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Wow. Nice. I like John Gee says, he had the last laugh. He bled all over the place as he was dying.
Right. Yeah, right. They'll never get this out of the car.
Time
I'm on his side.
I'm not lucky with raccoons for some reason. They like that house. I'll tell this one real quick. I arrive while I'm working in Greenwich, and my wife calls me. There's a raccoon in the garage, and we can't get out of the car. She's got the kids. And she says he's eating the dog food. So I says, I'll be there in 5 minutes. So they finally went inside the house, and I says, I get out, and the thing is mean to me again. So I say, yeah, you like dog food? I'll give you some dog food. So I put dog food behind the tire of the car.
Oh, no. Okay, we're going to go. All right. Okay. Okay.
I won't mark this one.
I think I know how this ends.
That explains the small rug you have.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
But the thing had to go because he had rabies or something. So, it went underneath the tire.
It's like, that's pretty slick. It's like a Sopranos episode, but they're raccoons.
Yeah, raccoons.
Did you hear Journey playing?
Oh, my God, yeah.
All right, John Gee, thank you, brother.
Don't stop believing.
All right, we got to get together.
Yes.
You just got back from Florida. I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Jay in New Haven.
Hey, so this goes back a ways to when I was in college. We're hanging out on the first floor dorm room doing what college kids do, and this rat comes popping up from the basement somewhere and running around the dorm room. So we're sort of chasing it with whatever we could find. We got like a tennis racket and some stuff. And one of the kids calls the campus cops to come over. So they were right next door. The campus policeman comes in and he says, "What's going on?" I says, "Well, there's a rat here somewhere." And he says, "You know, go shoot it." The cop says, "I'll tell you what. If he surrenders, I'll take him in. Otherwise, you boys are on your own."
So the rat's now a frat brother.
Keith, top five.
All right, everyone wants to point out things to watch, read, try, wear. I'm here to give you the top five things not to watch, read, try, or wear.
Nice.
So number five, spicy bakes. This is a new trend in baking that is putting hot spices in things that aren't supposed to have hot spices. For example, you make a chocolate chip cookie, but for some reason you put cayenne pepper in it. You make a muffin, but it has habaneros in it. Why are we doing this? Why are we taking things that are great and delicious and making them hot? I don't like anything that's hot. Never hot.
Nothing.
Well, nothing. I don't like
chicken wings.
No, regular.
Really?
Just bland as possible.
Wow.
I don't like chicken scarp. I don't know what that word even is.
Oh my God.
It's a thing you wear.
Is it hot?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like things that are hot. I don't like any hot sauces.
Cheetos.
I hate hot
Cheetos. Oh no.
Like those flaming hot Cheetos? No.
Doritos?
I hate Doritos.
See? Proving he has the pale one.
I am in on plain. I see people put hot sauce on like their burgers. Why are we doing eggs?
Oh, that's
eggs,
me.
Eggs. Hot sauce on eggs is amazing.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Hot sauce in soup.
On everything.
Oh yeah. Soup.
Oh man.
Soup is supposed to be calming and nice and make you feel good.
Nice.
It shouldn't be hot. Things shouldn't be hot. And burn the insides? Oh, never.
So no spices in the Dakin house growing up.
Right. No cinnamon.
Hot sauce.
Cinnamon. Nutmeg.
Oh my gosh.
Keyword did your mom wear an apron?
Yeah, well, she was. Yeah. She didn't work.
Yeah, and it was black and white. Right. It was like a 1955 sitcom.
She might be making cookies right now, and certainly there's not cayenne pepper in it. We never went to Mexican restaurants as a kid. No Indian restaurants. Nothing spicy.
No Taco Bell?
I believe my parents have never had a taco. Now that I think about
that it. That is absurd.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. And then
How many wings into hot ones would you like have to leave
the first
set?
One.
Oh,
I would
my
have
God.
The first sauce and be like, we're good here.
Just mention wing. He's out.
They don't really like barbecue because sometimes that's a little too spicy. Yes.
Unbelievable.
They're crazier than I am.
Wow.
And I can't believe you would put hot sauce on eggs or breakfast. There shouldn't be anything hot at breakfast.
Oh, no, dude.
Oh, yeah, some salsa on
gotta
the
get
egg.
Things moving.
I love it.
Yeah. Get things moving, dude.
No, eggs are relaxing. Number four. Anyone but you.
That's a t-shirt, isn't it? Eggs are relaxing.
Anyone but you. This is a movie that was a decent-sized hit in theaters around Christmas. Now it is the most-watched movie on Netflix. It's a romantic comedy. It stars my favorite hot person in the universe, Sydney Sweeney. But this is a horrifically bad movie. I mean, it is so bad.
How bad is it?
The plot is ridiculous. Their chemistry is awful. The writing feels like AI. Now, the upside, she's tremendous looking in it. And it has the most unbelievable abs you've ever seen. He has like 10 abs. And there's sort of a sex scene, but no real nudity. So it's kind of a waste. But this is a movie to avoid. Avoid at all costs. It is so dumb and so ridiculous that you will say this has been a waste of 85 minutes or however long it is.
Yep.
Did you see it?
I did.
And she knows
and she doesn't like bad
movies. Oh, and she loves,
she loves
love
bad movies.
Great bad movies. This is not a great bad movie.
Wow,
this is just bad.
They feel like wooden. Yeah. They're like their chemistry is awful. What are you into is 10 abs, though?
Abs were fun to look at, for
that
sure.
Guy, like, he eats nothing. He just eats.
Cheese grater.
Like right, a human chicken wing?
It's crazy. He just does crunches and eats nothing. That's
neither do you, but he looks like him.
Yeah, right. Very different. All right, number three. Tortured Poets Society. This is the Taylor Swift album. It is number one in the country. The 14 songs from the album are the top 14 songs in the country. It's real crazy.
It's Beatles-like.
It's totally ridiculous. I have a 16-year-old and a 12-year-old. They certainly love her. I don't stop it because it's not like mumble rap that makes me crazy. It's real songs. It's guitar. But the issue is the album's a downer.
Archie curses.
And oh, yeah.
It's mean. She curses. It's a downer. Like, why is she so sad? You're a billionaire. You date a Super Bowl champion. And the whole world wants to be you. Like, these albums should be happy pop songs. Like, there is no kind of shake it off on this album that's, like, fun and sing along. All these songs are mellow. All these songs are sad. It should be more up. My advice. Now, she doesn't need my advice. But the next album should be more up. She should fire the dude from the National that writes her songs, and she should get somebody fun to write
Jack
her songs.
Jack Antonoff is fun. He wrote like half the songs.
No, it's sad, though. Now AJ should write her songs.
You're listening to the vice president of programming of a major radio company telling someone who has 15 of their album songs in the top 15 that they did it wrong.
You did it wrong.
This is so much a slice of our life right now.
If Phil I write her songs, it'll be all about farts.
Right, yeah. So that would be fun. The next album is her fart album. Like, nice. Who says no?
Yeah. Right. Fart album.
Okay, number two. If you were around in the late 90s, early 2000s, giant jeans were a thing. Janko jeans fad of Limp Bizkit and the new metal bands. Well, right. They are back.
Oh, no.
The giant jeans trend has taken over all the hot youngs. And guess what? I don't need a pair of pants that makes me look bigger. Skinny jeans worked. It sucked me in, made me skinnier. Giant jeans just make me look like, oh, he's had another tray of potato skins. Right. That's what they look like. Giant
with no
jeans.
Salsa. Don't too spicy.
Right, no, yeah, just cheese and potato.
Cheese and
I don't
potato.
Even put sour cream
no
on
bacon?
It.
Wow.
Oh, bacon. Yeah, not hot bacon, regular bacon.
Yeah, yeah.
America's jeez. Bacon.
Wow.
But these giant jeans are they look bad on everybody.
America's bacon.
Wow. Yeah, not Canadian bacon.
Right.
Canadian yeah. bacon tastes weird.
Right.
I like America's bacon.
More like ham.
Yeah.
And relaxing eggs.
And relaxing eggs.
Oh, what a great name for a morning show. Relaxing eggs and American bacon.
Yeah,
American bacon.
Yeah.
And the number one thing that you shouldn't try or do is getting in shape for the summer. Summer is here already. I've missed my window. I don't want another article about Beachbody or a new trend, which is the old trend, which is going for walks. Walks have made a comeback. I know that sounds ridiculous.
Get
but my feed is like, walks, a comeback. Like, go for walks. They'll make you. I have a friend of mine who's lost a bunch of weight just from walking. No. No one's walking. This is what I'm going to look like forever. Everyone's just going to deal with
you've
it.
You've given up.
Cheese
this
and potatoes.
Is it. This, I look like eggs. This. I should look like this in 10 years. Yeah. This is it.
Yeah.
No change.
Pale
here we
thick.
Are. Pale,
no,
chubby.
No spice.
Right. No spice.
And American
right.
bacon.
Right. I hate that Canadian bacon. You're right. It tastes like ham. Totally a different thing. Shouldn't even be called bacon.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the Mighty 99.1 PLR.